From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The scandal in the mutual fund industry keeps growing. This week alone, it's come to light that the Securities and Exchange Commission is looking into whether mutual funds and brokerage houses steered one another business with improper commissions. And Massachusetts regulators are expected to bring civil fraud charges against Putnam Investments. Today, Citigroup said it had fired four brokers for inappropriate behavior related to a practice called market timing.
Many of the investigations by regulators focus on such illicit trading practices. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, the concern is that mutual funds and brokers have allowed hedge funds and wealthy investors to break trading rules and cheat average shareholders.
This all started back on September 3rd, when the mutual fund industry was jolted by a $40 million settlement announced by New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer. Spitzer contended that an obscure hedge fund, Canary Capital, engaged in a conspiracy of illegal trading involving prominent mutual funds and banks, including Bank of America. But that was just the beginning.
This will probably end up involving more than half of the top 25 fund complexes in America, and will have been certainly by far the biggest fraud ever to hit the mutual fund industry.
Mercer Bullard is a University of Mississippi law professor and a former Securities and Exchange Commission attorney. He also runs a shareholder rights group called Fund Democracy. He's watched as Prudential Securities fired 12 brokers and managers after an internal investigation. Last week, the top mutual fund officer at Fred Alger & Company pleaded guilty to a felony and admitted that he destroyed email evidence. And Bullard says more firms are being implicated.
The list grows daily, but at this point we've got Bank of America, Janus, Strong, Alliance, Bank One, Merrill, Prudential, Alger.
The SEC is also investigating the industry, as are other state regulators. To simplify a bit, they're uncovering two different types of wrongdoing called market timing and late trading. Paul Haga is executive vice president of Capital Research and Management Company, which manages the third largest mutual funds group in the country. He says many mutual funds claim not to tolerate quick trades in and out of their funds. Such market timing drains money out of the fund, hurting long-term shareholders.
Market timing is not illegal. What's been done here that is illegal by some people is having rules that they applied to some people but not to others who gave some kind of payment or benefit of some kind to the advisor. And so they were, in effect, creating two classes of shareholders, those who could time the funds and those who couldn't.
Haga says market timers are almost guaranteed profits trading international mutual funds that don't factor in developments in U.S. markets until the next day. The second scheme is late trading. By law, trading must stop when the bell rings at 4 o'clock in New York. But millions of Americans trade mutual funds through, for example, 401k administrators or brokers, and it's 8 p.m. or later by the time all those orders get sent to the mutual funds. Haga says some hedge funds and others were able to slip in trades made well after 4 p.m., allowing them to trade on aftermarket news.
I'm extremely surprised. I'm most surprised by the late trading. It's kind of the first thing you learn when you get in the mutual fund business is the sanctity of 4 o'clock.
Haga says he's not aware of any wrongdoing within his group of funds, and he says many mutual funds likely didn't know about the late trades that were slipped past them. Investor losses don't appear to be huge. One study found that if you had $10,000 in international mutual funds, you might have lost about $115 in the past year. Losses to funds with U.S. stocks were much lower. Still, some argue that what's most surprising in all this is that there's been such lousy oversight by the industry and regulators. Former SEC attorney Mercer Bullard.
It seems to me obvious that if you have somebody able to put in an order at 8 o'clock, that somebody out there is going to try to exploit that.
In the case of the Spitzer complaint, Bank of America allegedly gave the Canary Hedge Fund a $300 million line of credit to help finance its late trading and market timing, and it set up a computer system to allow the hedge fund to make late trades in B of A's own mutual funds and hundreds of other mutual funds. B of A spokesman Robert Stickler wouldn't discuss the specific charges.
But what I can tell you is that we have formed both internal and external committees to look at what happened. We have dismissed a number of employees who we feel may have acted inappropriately. If we had a problem, we're going to fix it.
Stickler says B of A is pledging to reimburse shareholders who might have been affected by the Canary hedge fund's trading. Meanwhile, the SEC is proposing new rules and reforms. Mercer Bullard says that's encouraging, but he thinks what really needs to happen is for more senior executives to lose their jobs. That, he says, would put the industry on notice that the companies themselves won't tolerate illegal trading. Chris Arnold, NPR News.